Well, I think fundamentally it's shown that the staple food harvest for this year has been an improvement on last year, and indeed is an improvement for the second year running. But beyond that, it also highlights an ongoing struggle to address undernutrition, especially young children. One of the more concerning sides of the assessment's findings is that the soybean production is down 30% this year, largely as a result of the prolonged dry spell earlier in the agricultural season. Soybeans, of course, are crucial to provide many of the missing elements in the typical diet in DPR Korea, which is missing significant amounts of fats, proteins, and oils. And this is our concern, that there are still too many young children who are growing up on a very inadequate diet and as a result continue to suffer from malnutrition.
The survey does indicate that about 2.8 million face food insecurity or some form of food insecurity in North Korea. What can be done to improve their situation?
Well, there are many things, starting from the long term, which is to continue to modernize and improve agricultural techniques and practices in the country, where there's still a very low level of mechanization, and in many parts of the country, a low level of agricultural inputs. That, of course, is absolutely key in terms of ensuring that the cereal gap continues to narrow on a yearly basis. However, from the World Food Programme's point of view, our operation is focused very clearly and very specifically on filling the gap in terms of the missing nutrients and vitamins that are lacking in the North Korean diet. So our operation focuses on young children, particularly those under five, and on their mothers at critical times when they're pregnant or nursing their infants, to make sure that through the use of specialized blended foods, which are rammed full of vitamins and minerals and deliver the kind of punch, nutritious punch that's needed to ensure that women and children get the kind of diet they need at crucial times in their development, as well as fortified biscuits, that this is what our operation is focused on, making sure that particularly in the traditionally vulnerable parts of the country, in the north and the east, that through the institutions such as hospitals, schools, and so on, we're reaching the people who are most in need.
The report says this is the second year North Korea has registered good harvest. Is it going to last long, or do we expect to see the country asking for food assistance?
The important thing to say that these are improved harvests, that they are improving year on year, at least for the last 2 years, and that is encouraging. However, there is still a cereal gap of some and an import requirement of over 500,000 tons. So it's still a significant gap. Given expected commercial imports, we're looking at about 207,000 metric tons required beyond planned commercial imports, which is the lowest in quite some time. But despite this improvement, the concerns of the World Food Programme and the humanitarian community generally, for young children in particular, is that they receive the kind of nutritious, balanced diet they need, particularly in the first 1,000 days of life, from the womb to 2 years of age, where the failure to provide this kind of diet can be a life sentence, both in terms of physical and intellectual development.
Is the vulnerability you're talking about in children countrywide, or is it specific to certain regions in North Korea?
Well, traditionally, the North and the East have been more food insecure, and there have been more issues of malnutrition in these areas. But there is a nationwide issue with the lack of key proteins, fats, and oils in the diet. And so we would not be surprised, I think, if there were indications of issues of malnourishment in other parts of the country as well.